Thanks for remembering the time you spend listening to The Ticket, either podcast or broadcast. Check out The Ticket Top 10 in all its glory, weeknights from 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Great vision? See Dr. Booth, the nation's most experienced intralasic surgeon. Call 214-328-0444 today for your free screening appointment.
Let's place a call to a Boston area tavern, shall we? Just to see how they're dealing with those fans are so passionate slash weird up there. Let's see how they're dealing with the Patriots losing in the playoffs. They haven't had to go through this since 1999, but let's place a call and see if we can get a hold. This is what is this?
It says the name of the bar?
Joe's Boston Tea Party Bar and Grill.
All right.
So let's see what's happening at Joe's.
Joe's Boston Tea Party and Grill.
Ribby?
Ribby?
Yeah. Hey, who's that?
It's the Musers.
Hey, Musers, how are you?
Well, good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good. Hey.
What are you doing at this bar?
Well, I needed a few extra bucks, so I picked up a few bartending shifts here at Joe's Macaroni Grill and Tea Party. And I needed some money to get my implants out.
Your implants? What implants?
I got drunk one night and woke up with breast implants.
Oh, gosh.
Ruben. I pulled one out with ice tongs, but the other one I think is lodged too close to my heart. It's stuck on something. So, got to get a doctor to do that one.
Well, it's a little surprising that a bar is open this early.
Oh, man, business has really picked up since the Patriot lost.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man, people have been trying to drown their sorrows. I just had so many people in here. I'm making good money right now.
Well, that's good.
Making good money.
So it's packed in there. Anybody?
Oh, packed, man, you ought to see, man. Everyone's in here. It's wall to wall in here.
Well, can you put us on with some generic Boston fan? We just kind of want to get the flavor for what they're going through.
All right, hold on a second. I'll let you talk to one of my regulars here, okay?
Okay.
All right. Come on. Come on. Come on. Talk on the phone with them guys. Yeah, this is fine. Just talk to them.
All right. Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
My name is Edward, but my friends call me Teddy.
Teddy, what's your last name?
Kennedy.
Whoa.
This is Ted Kennedy?
I got so drunk last night, I drove a busload of girls off a bridge.
Oh, gosh.
They were screaming so loud that I stabbed them in the neck on the way down.
All right. Have you been drinking this morning?
I've had quite a few. I'm Australian for some reason now.
Yeah, well, you're hammered, so your voice is going to sound a little different.
Yeah, so naturally it changes a little bit.
Yeah. Right. Well, you must be really depressed because I know you're a big Boston area sports fan.
Yeah, I'd just like to say congratulations to all the crocodiles I've captured over the years.
Yeah, you have gotten so Australian.
Superstar. I'd like to congratulate.
Oh, we're visiting with Crocodile Kennedy here on The Ticket.
That's right, mate.
Now,
I'm just glad that Augie Bush is now in the limelight. Take a little heat off that chap of Kennedy. Harry Joe Kopechnik can rest in hell, mate.
Hey, whoa. Oh, gosh.
So who'd you want to congratulate now?
Mike McGuire, Sammy Sosa.
Yeah.
That rat tooth Mike Shanahan. Tell you, it's great being Australian. Sure, you have the constant threat of an untimely death, but at least you have plenty of money for abortions.
Oh, gosh. You're just all over the road, Mr. Kennedy.
That's right. Finish with a walkabout.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
Ran into a couple roos out there.
Well, gosh, I don't know what else to say.
Tough luck. There's always next year for the Pats. And, of course, you got the Red Sox season rolling around pretty soon.
Well, that's true there. I'm now bloated to the size of a tuna boat. Notice that, mate?
Yeah, we've noticed. You seem awfully bloated lately.
I finally discovered why.
Why's that?
I've got the holder, something fierce here.
Do you?
Yeah, but not anymore. Listen to this.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Mr. Kennedy.
Hold on, I'm almost finished.
Ted?
Oh, my God.
Ted?
Oh.
Well, I guess he's no longer bloated.
Ted?
I'm going to light my cigar.
No, no, don't do
no,
that.
No, don't light your cigar, whatever you do.
We still hear the...
And we're still here in the restaurant.
Well,
yep.
We would apologize, but that's just too funny to apologize
You know what, George,
for.
I think we need to issue this disclaimer. We believe that was the fake Ted Kennedy.
Right. Don't think that was the real one.
Hi, I'm Tony Dorsett. Most of you know me as a former running back for the Dallas Cowboys. I want to tell you about a man that gave me a life-changing gift, the gift of great vision, Dr. William Booth. If you want to experience your life in clarity, color, and in detail, make the call today to Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. Dr. Booth says, I'm the fastest man he's ever met. Well, he's the calmest man I've ever met. Talk about a perfectionist. It only takes a call to get the ball rolling for your great vision. 214-328-0444.